Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just under 11 hours until the draft, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, Griche and Foyer in Detroit, and they will be on at 10 talking draft, and of course you can listen to Shime and the whole crew on the Rich Keefe draft party, which gets underway at 6, Shime.
That is correct. Me, Keefe, and Hart. Fitzy will be popping in. We'll also check in with Gresh and or Fourier live from Detroit.
Okay. Front office report brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com and by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, joins us this week. Hey, Craig, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. I nice win last night for these guys. And even though the injury bug has struck, it seems like this team is finding ways to win baseball games.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Obviously, the injuries have been tough, and injuries to key players particularly difficult. But this is a resilient group. The players and the coaching staff, you know, continue to grind and figure out ways to stay in games, and you know, fortunately, figure out ways to win a handful. We saw, you know, Criswell come out and throw a 5 shutout last night. Abreu's been really, really hot lately and helped kind of carry the load in Rappi and Tyler's absence. And we're going to need others to step up as well.
Brian Baio goes on the IL. I think we talked to Sam Kennedy about this. I don't know if we've gotten your thoughts on it yet, but just kind of in Major League Baseball in general, a lot of discussion about these pitchers and injuries early. What do you put the blame on when it comes to that?
Yeah, I wish I had a better answer than the one I'm about to give you, but I think that, you know, there are a number of considerations here. Number one, injuries always seem to spike early in the season. There's a pretty significant ramp up in workload and volume and intensity. You know, I think training trends have moved toward more work in the off seasons, guys pursuing velocity gains, bat speed gains, trying to hit the ball harder, throw the ball faster. And you know, I don't know that any team has figured this out, as evident by the number of guys on the IL, but it's definitely a conversation we need to have, and it's definitely something that's at the forefront of our minds.
Craig, when we talked to you before the season, you were adamant about making sure that you guys are growing within when it came to, of course, your pitching staff. When you look at Cooper Criswell from last night, only his fourth MLB start, how impressed are you with him? And does that give you a nod of confidence that you were maybe right during the offseason when everybody was giving you a hard time about not adding to your pitching staff?
Well, you know, I don't know that it's about kind of being right or not right. I think it's a belief in the guys that we have here, in the staff that we've brought in, and the changes that we've made. And obviously Cooper was a guy that we had targeted throughout the offseason, and we're really glad that ultimately we were able to get him. But I think there's a good system in place for our pitchers to either take the next step forward in the big leagues or take a step forward in the minor leagues and be able to assimilate into the big leagues much easier, much more smoothly. And I think, you know, it's fairly simple, right? We're leveraging our best pitches. We're attacking hitters in the strike zone. I think Andrew and the rest of the staff have done a great job of instilling and inspiring confidence in the group. And now everyone's bought in. And so, you know, it's really, really difficult to overcome absences from Pivetta and Whitlock and Giolito and Bayo. And it's going to take guys like Criswell and Chase Anderson and Zach Kelly and others to step in. But I do feel like there's a system in place that can elicit the best outcomes for them.
Craig, how much of the message of making sure that as a team you guys stay ahead of the schedule, especially early in the season, because of the toughness of playing in the AL East?
I think it's really important. We're actively having conversations with our medical staff, with the front office, with our coaching staff, with the players around opportunities to get guys off their feet, to bake in extra days rest, to utilize the off days. And you know, we've thought about employing a six-man rotation, which is particularly difficult right now, given 80% of our rotation being on the IL. But I think we have to stay ahead of this, because typically what happens when, you know, either your starters or bullpen shoulder a significant workload early in the season, you tend to pay the price later on. And so we need to be disciplined around finding a way to get extra rest at this point.
I don't know. Tanner Houck was really advocating for being a part of that starting rotation, and seems like so far that decision has paid off.
Yeah, Tanner's been great. You know, I know he's worked really hard through the offseason, made some small mechanical tweaks in the delivery. He's changed the pitch usage significantly. You know, kind of honed in on through some pitch design initiatives on ensuring that we're getting the best version of the sinker, the best version of the splitter, the best version of the slider. And I think he's also just got a confidence that maybe he hadn't before, a willingness to attack the strike zone, to challenge hitters. And obviously we've seen the results. We've seen this stuff for a really long time. From the perspective of just pure stuff, he's up there with the best in the league. And it's just been a matter of honing that.
It usually takes guys a bit to rock the dust off after they come back from injury. When you look at Devers, didn't seem like it took him any time at all. How impressed were you with him?
Yeah, I mean, we saw just the difference in the look of the lineup when you can put him in the middle of it. You know, such a presence, such a dangerous at bat, and we saw it right away. You know, but fortunately, the nature of the injury, first some of the shoulder irritation and then knee, was that, you know, he wasn't completely inactive over time. He was able to, you know, continue to track pitches and hit BP, and so, you know, I think that probably accelerated the timeline for him to kind of feel comfortable in the box. But he's also just such a naturally gifted hitter that I think he wakes up and feels pretty comfortable standing in the batter's box.
All right, important one for me. Who do you want the Patriots to draft tonight?
I know better than to speak up about those things. I'm gonna stay in my lane here.
Craig, is there any part of you that sees the rotation get decimated and looks across the league to the National League and sees Chris Sale having made four starts all over 5 1/3 innings?
You know, I would be lying if I didn't say that I, you know, kind of paid attention to what guys are doing that, you know, were here and we've traded, because I think there are valuable lessons to be learned from that. Nonetheless, you know, in the moment and today, I feel like that was a trade that needed to be made to improve the Boston Red Sox. I would do it again. You know, and I think we're kind of now looking at Vaughn's return, you know, fairly soon. And my hope is, you know, we're going to look at him as a guy who plays second base every day, puts together a quality at bat, and is someone that we're running into the lineup every day and feel really good about.
All right, Craig. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to real quick. I was going to ask, because you talked about injuries, you know, and coming from a world of football and different sports, one of the things that I think people tend to look towards is training camp, spring training. Is it too long? Is it too short? Is there something that you would change there that maybe, you know, might get guys ready to go at the season that might help them with injuries? Do you feel like it's too long? It's too short?
You know, it's a fair question. I think spring training is largely the length that it is to give starting pitchers a chance to ramp up and build up the volume they need to head into the season. I think what we're up against, though, is if we cut spring training in half, in terms of length, the time that we save would not be idle time for players. They would just use that to train, you know, kind of in their home environments. And so I don't know that that's the solution. You know, I think players are just so incentivized to throw the ball fast and hit the ball far. And, you know, now there are training methods that are proven to improve those characteristics. And I don't know how you disincentivize players to pursue them.
All right, Craig, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
All right, that is Craig Breslow.
Very interesting there.
What?
Is that players are overtraining because they want to be able to throw the ball harder, which helps them off,
well,
and hit the ball farther.
We had some audio from Pedro on this a while ago. During Was that during the
last week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Greg is the king of undertraining.
Curtis, I don't know if you've noticed me in my controversial shirt this morning or not, but I have guns.
You sure do.
I mean, I could display them if
wow.
You want.
Wow.
Oh my
god.
Like that couple down in Florida.
I'll address my shirt. My shirt seems to be a big topic in the Twitch chat. I'll address it.
Mm-hmm.
I will address it later.
Green is your color.
Listen.
Those $100 bills
very
on it?
That's what DM says.
I'm very... But, you know, DMs does not like your shots at our relationship, Curtis. I got to tell you something.
Okay. Well, she's a very nice lady, and I love that she loves James, so I love her.
Okay. All right.
DMs coming tonight?
Huh?
DMs coming tonight?
No, DMs has to work.
All right.
She needs to be able to support me in my old age.
She's a caretaker for someone else?
I think DMs is planning on coming to the Rhode Island Roadshow, maybe making her debut on the radio program.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll bring Bullet to
Dog Friendly at Whalers.
Dog Friendly?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll address the shirt controversy later.
Right.
We will get to the draft.
Right.
And I just need to lock Wiggy down on the disappointment factor when it comes to tonight and the New England Patriots, based on a couple things that are floating around. So we will get to that coming up. Right now, it is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Celtics lose to the Heat 111-101. The third quarter was when the Heat pulled away in this one, outscoring the Seas 27-18. Jaylen Brown led the way with 33 points. Jason Tatum behind him with 28. So the series now tied at one apiece, headed to Miami. The Bruins come out on top 4-2 in Toronto, going up a game in the series. Brad Marchand scored his 12th game-winning playoff goal in this one, passing Cam Neely for the most in Bruins history. He had two. The other goals came from Jake DeBrusk and Trent Frederick. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 28 saves in the win.
I'm sorry. Is Craig Breslow also a rare male uptalker?
I saw that.
I think the cadence of Missoula and Breslow is almost identical.
Mm. I mean, there's like 10 text messages saying that Craig Breslow is a rare male uptalker.
Wow.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
White girl pagogi, huh?
I noticed what Curtis was saying. Yeah. He sounds a lot like Missoula. Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0. Cooper Criswell made his fourth start in his MLB career. He didn't allow a single run over five innings where he struck out three. Series finales with the Guardians today, 1:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Arcan at 12:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. It's finally draft day. You can join Shime and a bunch of other guys right here on WEEI from 6 to midnight for the draft party. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
39 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high is sunny 54.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's like, man, I couldn't believe how inconsistent he was. And I'm like, and it doesn't change. It doesn't change, and he's the same guy for 2 years. And he's marginal at best when he has a good day, like Pitt. He played Pitt. That would be one of the best games that I could say I've seen him play in his 2 years that I studied. And that wouldn't be a game that you went, wow, now that guy is a difference maker. Now that guy is a top three pick. That inconsistency in throwing the football and processing, and that's just some of the problems. There's a whole litany of things that you have to correct, work on. And there'll be a lot of people go, oh, you can teach that, you can fix that, you can work on that. Well, you can teach and fix anything you want, can it ultimately be learned and applied? And there are some things you can't change, and there are some things you cannot fix. And accuracy is one of those things.
Merrill Hodge yesterday with Gresham Fauillet in Detroit, not a Drake May guy.
Oh, man.
You're going to lose it if that's what happens tonight when the Patriots are on the clock? Curtis is going to go nuts tonight.
I'm going to be running around that wheel of shots, just punching people in the face. Mm. But no, the issue here is simple. If they thought Drake May was a can't miss guy, or JJ McCarthy, this talk of trading out would never occur, right? If you think you have the guy, and everybody's view is going to be there when you're picking, why are you making phone calls to trade out?
I mean, I feel like it's just going to – that's – Drake May is going to be the – it's either Drake May or J.J. McCarthy or trade down and go with, Penix or Bo Nix or whatever. Like, one and two are set, don't you think?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No. Like, no, not at all because
this is like the Justin Fields thing all over again.
No, it's not a Justin Fields thing. This is from ESPN. I'll send it to the group 8 minutes ago. Jaden Daniels says he has not gotten any assurance about the Commanders taking him in the draft. Okay. And that ain't me, though.
But they all have to say that because the league doesn't want anybody leaking who's picking where.
But I'm just going based on what. So I don't.
But what do you think?
I think one is Caleb Williams. After that, I don't know because there's been rumors that Drake May might be Washington's pick. There's been rumors that Jaden Daniels might. The thing that I like, I want Jaden Daniels. But the thing that I like is that there's enough analysts out there that have spoken highly about Drake May. And I haven't seen a ton of, like, watched him play a ton. I know last year he had an okay year, but the year before that he had a really good year where he threw for over 4,000 yards, like, you know, 41 touchdowns and maybe 5 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So he can play. And I'm looking at the team that I root for and saying our biggest need right now is a quarterback.
Coming up in a moment or two, we'll check in with our guy Nick Kostos and take a look at how the money is moving when it comes to tonight's draft. Gresh and Foyer remain in Detroit, and mm-hmm. we'll check in with them at 9:45.
I'm mad at them.
Why?
They didn't go to Jelly Roll last night.
Are you sure?
Jelly Roll? Yeah, I saw a post that they were at the steakhouse.
Mm. Maybe they went steakhouse, then Jelly Roll.
That's what Foyer said they were going
to
do.
After that big steak dinner, does anybody really want to go to a concert?
Yeah, if it's somebody you like.
Bop around a Jelly Roll? I don't know. I think they went right to bed.
Isn't that what you usually do? Go eat, then go to
Not
the show?
Not a steak dinner.
Oh, come on.
Something
Courtney.
Light.
They're grown men.
You
can't
ate
eat
light
a steak.
At a steakhouse?
Yeah.
What?
You ate light at a steakhouse?
Yes, I did, but I saw what they were eating, and it was not light.
Oh, by the way, quick nugget. I got to get it in before we're out of here. Bill Belichick will be at Brady night.
He will?
Yep.
Wow. What made you change that? Your mind on that one?
I was told he's going to be there.
You were told that?
Yep. Oh.
Whispered?
That was whispered to you.
I mean, I don't know. The streets were talking.
Wow. Do you ever get a message in a yodel, like the old message in a bottle?
That's actually like, how I communicate with my dad.
Any of your sources ever, like you bite into a yodel, there's a little message in there, like a fortune cookie?
But the message is, God, that's good.
You know who's on the phone, quick, before we get to Kostos? The great Neil from The Haunt. Hello, Neil.
Hey, guys. How you doing? On my way, on the road again. It's a beautiful day. And, Greg, don't worry about a crowd because you're going to get the crowd from Keene.
Yeah.
It's only like 20 minutes away. So
yeah,
I think it should be a good night.
Well, I haven't told you this yet, but since you bike to every road show, we have a new award to hand out. You will be gifted tonight with a warm bag of Monica Tibbetts nuts, which is the award for the most planet friendly roadshow participant. That is you, Neil. Right. You ride your bike to every single one of them. We will see you there this evening, and we will see you tomorrow at roadshow number one.
Are they going to be dry roasted?
Yes, and they'll be salty or extra salty, whatever you prefer.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, see ya. Neil's a great guy. How old is Neil? 70s?
No, he's in his 80s.
I think he's 85.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah. He was 83 our first roadshow, so I think he's 85 now.
How is it possible that he's 85 and he looks so much better than me?
He looks so good.
Greg, he was actually the old show's youngest listener.
he bites it. quiet shot right there. He bikes everywhere.
Yep.
Good for Neil.
All right.
Good for him.
Joining us right now. Oh, what, Chime?
Having technical issues. I don't know what's going on with the Comrex. He can't connect, so I'm having Jackson call him.
Oh. Yeah. That's interesting.
Seems like a Chime issue. I don't know.
Nope. I have my portion of the website up here. And
I just think that you should have been prepared.
Courtney, I've been working on it for the last 10 minutes, so thank you. But
what about 20 minutes? I don't know.
Somebody dropped the ball.
It's all right.
Somebody.
We all make mistakes, Shime.
Yep.
It's about owning them.
Not on my end, but thank you.
Somebody dropped Monica's nuts.
There's something about Courtney's blowback to Shime that just makes my day.
Mm. A lot of people love it. They really do.
No, I just, he helps me, so I should help him.
There you go. Good job, Courtney.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
He helps you be better.
Yeah, and he likes to do it while the mics are on, so I would like to do it now with him while the mics are on.
Well, if we're
going
to bring things up, then we should just be careful with cow-produced milk, or milk-produced cows, I believe is what you said earlier today.
Oh.
Didn't bring it up earlier. I was trying to be nice, but if you're going to throw stuff at me, I'll toss it right back at you. Yes, I was.
I don't think I said that.
I mean, I knew what you were saying.
Yeah. I did say milk-producing cows. Yep, you're right. All cows do produce milk.
No, you said milk-produced. You forgot the ing.
Milk-produced.
Milk-producing cows.
What's the difference if it's produce or producing? Right? Don't they make the milk?
No, by saying produced, you're assuming that the cows are made from the milk.
But I said milk-producing cows.
But you didn't.
All right.
That ing.
with us. With us now, the host.
Just keep
of
pushing the buttons and doing them correctly.
What's the saying? The ing always comes after those something. That what it's, and then what they say in
I don't know
English
what they
class.
Say. No, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos, our friend. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app and listen to You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Hi, Nick.
Greg, what's up? Great to be back on with you guys. Who is Courtney talking to just now when she said keep pushing buttons?
Shine. Your guy, Shine.
I actually think out of all the things one human being can say to another human being on this earth that's really offensive, I think that's the most offensive thing that you can say is to tell like an engineer, go back to pushing buttons, buddy.
Yeah, you know,
Courtney, that's terrible.
Well, Costos, you know,
you're better than that.
You know how Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high? I do that in every other case besides Shine.
Right.
He goes low, I go as low as possible.
You're in the earth's core with that comment. I thought that was a little low.
He's the brother I never wanted, right, and is up my ass 24/7.
And Nick, isn't that what they do? Push buttons?
I mean, I guess he technically, yeah. All right, a little double entendre there.
So how's it a shot?
And sometimes he pushes the wrong ones.
There you go.
Over under on how many lemon pepper wings Wiggy consumes at our draft party tonight at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, Wiggy's a big boy, right? So,
yes.
I mean, I'll say 24 and a half.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot of wings.
It's really like not. I feel like I can. You know what? Honestly, I'll say 36 and a half. 24 is low.
Jesus. That's a lot of wings, Nick.
I could eat 25 wings in one sitting.
I mean,
you could easily do that.
I could definitely do that if they're the small. And I like, you know, I'm a drumstick guy, but I do like the flats as well. And if they got a good lemon pepper on it, though, if it really when it hits my lips, I get that really good lemon. I probably could do
you
that.
You got to do the Rick Ross grunt when you talk about the lemon pepper.
That's a drop.
Costos, before we get into sports, any baby news?
Little baby girl Costos due on May 8th.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
We're so close.
Awesome. We are close. Yes, thank you very much. I now live in existential fear every morning that this could be the day that my child is born. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I have really weird dreams. It's all just really, really wild. But, yeah, a couple weeks away. Thank you for asking.
And, Costos, something I wish I knew, it's almost certainly going to be late with the first. So don't go too crazy in advance. Like, I was going nuts for about a month beforehand. If it's your first, your wife's first, it'll probably be at the date or later. So
you know
what's
interesting about that? I've been telling my wife that. One of her friends just had a son like a couple months ago and was 2 weeks early.
Oh, wow.
So I think that is kind of like that is like seeped into her head a little bit. And we are like everything's been packed for a while, but we are like ready to go. The one thing I said to her is it can't happen today because the draft is today. Very important day. Once we get to tomorrow, like we're smooth sailing, but it cannot be today.
Are you and the missus expecting the baby to look like you or the father?
How long? Let me ask you that. First off, it's a great line.
That's really good.
How long have you been practicing that one for, buddy? I feel like you woke up this morning and said that to yourself in the mirror. It's a good line, though. It's really well done.
Babies have, you know, babies have a lot of energy. Can you imagine his baby?
So the baby never stops moving, and that's why I'm like, yeah. That's why I'm pretty. I'm not totally sure I'm the dad, but that
that's
makes
why
me
you know
confident.
It's yours.
The baby comes out early. Dad, I hope you took the under.
Right. So listen, when it comes, we were talking about this earlier. JJ McCarthy
and Greg, I gave you guys a pop, and Barrett Sports Media did another feature on me. I gave you guys specifically a pop there. And
you
now
did?
You're saying that my baby's not mine. Not nice.
I didn't, what did you say? I missed it.
You can check it out. I was like, I love going on with the Greg Hill Show. It's literally in there today. It came out this morning.
Oh, thank you. All right,
you're welcome.
Read that. I will go read that
you
afterwards.
Jerk.
Dink. So, JJ McCarthy, the money moving. What is that all about in your mind?
So I just want to be like, I love the NFL draft. Everyone loves the NFL draft. It's a really fun event to bet on. There's only one thing that we know for sure right now, and it's that Caleb Williams is going to be the first overall pick. We think Jaden Daniels is going to go second, but if we knew, like, it's not like a game where the game starts and the ball bounces a certain way, a player can get hurt, referee makes a bad call. Like, the NFL draft is something you bet on where you either have the answers to the test beforehand or you're guessing, like, or you don't. And Caleb Williams right now is the only answer that we have to the test. So Jaden Daniels is a pretty big favorite right now to be this. And I'll get to the Patriots and we can talk about them at three in a second here. But just to give like how this works, Daniels is a big favorite to go second overall, but we have not creeped into this is a certainty yet. Like Caleb Williams in the betting market is a certainty to go first overall. Jaden Daniels isn't. Drake May is like a decent size favorite to go third overall. I would say that that is speculation and people think that's the case. We don't know yet that Drake May is guaranteed to go third overall. JJ McCarthy's price has shortened in the last 24 hours. And just like in my opinion, and I base this off, this is just my opinion, so I don't have any information on this. The introduction of Jonathan Kraft into this situation, who like might be a Nepo baby, I don't know, Robert's son, right? If he's going to be in the draft room and there, and he's going to be someone that's like making decisions, then I think like it could kind of throw this whole thing out of whack because there's not one talent evaluator that I've had on my show that thinks that JJ McCarthy is better than Drake May, like projects to be better than Drake May in the NFL. But if like Jonathan Kraft is going to be the guy that makes the pick, then like who knows what the hell could happen. I think it makes it really interesting coming up tonight.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting because I feel the same way. I don't know why JJ McCarthy has flown up the board. I think it's because of the Jim Harbaugh stuff, but so there's a pretty good chance in the betting world that the Patriots go quarterback. What about the Patriots trading out of that?
Yeah, so like right, just like how this works, BetMGM, right? You can bet the third overall pick, and this, Wiggy, this will answer your question, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you think the Patriots will select Drake May with the third overall pick, or you think the Patriots could trade out. And, like, I think the reports that come out earlier this week, look, like, teams negotiate through the media to a degree, right? So when Ian Rappaport or Tom Pelissero of NFL Media put out a tweet a couple days ago and it says, like, the Washington Commanders are content to stay at two, the Patriots are listening to offers at three, like, translation, the Patriots, like, would like to trade out if they get a Godfather offer, like, for number three. Otherwise, they're going to stand pat and piss. Basically, like, Vikings, Giants, any other team interested, up your offer because what you've given us so far isn't going to get the job done, right? So if you want to bet third overall pick, you have to consider, like, the Patriots may select May. But if a team's coming up to three, like, who do you think the Giants would select? I think it would be May. Who do you think the Vikings would select? I also think it would be Drake May. So I think that's why you get May being the favorite that he is. Now, as far as the Patriots trading down, you would really need Minnesota. And I don't know the answer to this question. And I don't think we'll know until tonight. How does Minnesota feel about J.J. McCarthy? Because from what I understand, and I do have some people pretty close to the Giants are into Drake May and not into J.J. McCarthy. But if the Vikings are going to, but if the Vikings want Drake May, like maybe they bowl New England over, right? And Minnesota has picks 11 and 23 in the first round. The Giants don't have as much to give. So I think the Patriots would trade back for the right offer. I don't know if they're going to get it. And if they did get it, I actually think it would come from the Minnesota Vikings.
Hmm. Kostos, one of the big line movers overnight was first offensive lineman taken. I know people hate talking about offensive linemen, except
but
our
people
guy
should like money though, and
yes,
this is a potential money making.
I agree. Right. And so like last night, I honestly bet JC Latham last night at 11-1. He is now +130 to be the first offensive lineman taken. Is there really that much smoke around JC Latham right now that he could go 5 to the Chargers?
Greg, so, do you want to take this?
I bet this on Monday when the price was bigger, which is not to be like, wow, like look at how smart I am. I'm actually going to talk about how stupid all of this is. I think I know where this came from, this JC Latham stuff. And like football wise, it really makes sense. So Latham is someone that can play inside. He can play on the right side. The Chargers have Rashawn Slater, who's like an absolute monster left tackle. So it doesn't really make a lot of football sense for the Chargers to draft Joe Alt, who's like, by consensus, the number one tackle in the draft from Notre Dame. Like, he's a left tackle. So why would the Chargers draft him? So I think I know where the Latham stuff comes from. I think it's like people think that J.C. Latham is a better fit, but people actually don't know that the Chargers will take Latham. My guess is if the Chargers do take Latham, they'll trade down to take him. So I think the prices have all been nuked at this point. Again, people have been betting this now for 3 days. So if you're showing up today and you see, you know, Peter Schrager's mock draft or Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft, and they both have Latham going 5 to the Chargers, like it's out there already. Like you're betting a terrible number. It doesn't mean you can't win, but like the best of it is long gone at this point. And just my opinion, I don't know how good that information is. And I say that as someone that betted a few days ago.
Three-part question for me, Kostos. Did you submit your mock draft to the official mock draft grading system? How did you do last year if you did that? And did you look at Shimes at all?
Well, the last question is no. As for the, but I'll check it out. Like, Sean, if you check it, send it to me, I'll look at it.
Well, Mel Kiper looks at it before he does it. So.
Well, I scored better than Mel last year, so he should.
But I used to write for Bleacher Report, back over a decade ago. Time goes by pretty fast.
Sorry.
They paid me, and, I needed money at that point. Not that I don't now, but I really needed it then, so I really appreciated it. And I used to do mock drafts for them, and it was like, I have NFL sources because I worked for NFL radio for a decade. I will not say that ever about any other sport, but I would literally sit in my cramped apartment in Astoria in Queens in New York City at that point and just be like, but okay, great. We're past the first six picks. Now I don't know who anyone is. Let me fire up, like Todd McShay's mock. Oh, well, Todd McShay thinks that this defensive lineman from Georgia will go to the Seahawks at 15. Sounds good to me. So, great. I can give you what I think is going to happen in the top 10. Once we get past that, man, I don't know. I'm betting this stuff based off of information that other people give me. So, again, it's not like handicapping a game where you can say the Celtics are Charmin soft, which is true, and that they'll lose to the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Final, which, again, is true. That's a game that's played last night.
You.
This is not a game. Yeah. This is a test, and you have the answers or you don't.
All right. Well, it is always our pleasure. I'm so excited for you when it comes to becoming a father. Can't wait to talk to you about that. Can't wait to have you on again, NFL season-wise. And thanks for taking the time, Nick Kostos. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Can I ask you guys something real
yes.
quick?
Yes.
I bet I have a good amount of money on the Bruins.
Yes.
To beat the Leafs.
Yep.
I don't know how tight you guys are with Jim Montgomery. If he starts Linus Ullmark in game four, I'm going to fight him.
Well, you better
find him
gloves.
And fight him.
Get in line.
Yeah.
This has to stop. This is not December in the regular season. This is not Calgary and Winnipeg on back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
Jeremy Swayman needs to play in these games for the Bruins. Or they're going to F around and find out and lose this series.
Yep.
Anyway. Wish everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck.
Get ready to fight. Because okay.
Good luck
stop.
With the baby daughter.
Yep. Thanks. All right, that's the host of You Better, You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos, Insider Calls, presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. We'll go to Detroit and Gresh and Foya next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let me address the shirt controversy this morning for those that were watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. Today's Dress Greg partner is Kraken Golf, and I want to thank them for making a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. You may be aware I will wear anything you want on this show on Twitch or on YouTube as long as you make a donation, and Kraken Golf did just that. And so I like the shirt so much, Courtney, the green. I may wear it this evening.
I think you should.
They do individually crafted putters, golf accessories, and clothing. And thanks to them. And If you want me to wear anything, I'll wear it. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg. All right, our draft coverage brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros, at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grillmates Seasoning. And joining us now from Detroit, it is Grecian Foyer. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Yo, yo, what is going on?
How is it out there?
Honest to God, this is the draft setup spread all over the city.
Yeah.
It's a little different than I think what everybody would have expected.
Mm.
And
it's cold.
And it's cold.
Freaking freezing out.
Foyer is freezing his nards.
Sucks. I hate
so
it.
So listen, the dinner happened. Did the Jelly Roll concert happen?
No.
Okay.
We went to the best steakhouse in the city, and we both ordered fried chicken. How about that?
Yep.
Really?
It did
fried
look good, though.
Freaking chicken. So the guy comes to the table and says, listen, not many people have been able to finish the whole fried chicken meal.
Unless they're athletes.
Right. I'm like, all right, let's go. Bring it on, buddy. Mm-hmm. So guess who finished their chicken?
I would guess that Gresh finished his
chicken. Gresh, only the bones were left.
No. Here's the thing.
Only the bones.
No, here's
like
a, hey,
it's
Greg.
Like somebody just.
No, Greg, you would appreciate this, okay?
Yes.
This chicken was so well done. They, like, you know, brined it and all that. But when you got the chicken breast, they had deboned it and still fried it.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, it was magnificent. Here's the other thing, too. If I'm just going to be real about it.
Mm.
The cheapest steak on the menu was like $100 because money bags over here, you know, Mr. NFL, if I stood on my wallet, I'm 8 feet tall, he's all horned up. Ooh, I'm going to get me a tomahawk. Ooh. How much is that? $240.
No, you're wrong.
I love fried chicken.
The most expensive steak on the menu was actually $3,000.
That's right.
Damn.
No, $3,500 for the Greg Hill Wagyu.
It's funny. How did they know? They called it the Greg Hill Special.
They did.
Wait a minute.
Nice and soft and supple.
They did.
Melts in your mouth.
Wait, it was literally $3,000?
So here's what the guy said, Greg. This
gold
is fantastic.
Flips on it?
Yeah, the guy goes, well, we have the Wagyu, and it ranges from $95 to $3,500. So, of course, Foyer goes, what am I getting for $3,500? And the guy, like, stops and look at him for a second, almost like, are you serious? And then he was like, no, we're getting the $40 chicken.
Are you going to give me a lap dance?
No, should be able to
finish me off. What are we doing here?
Foyer, he should have been like, here's the gun. You could kill the cow for that type of
Oh, I asked him, I said, is there like a cow downstairs, a live cow that you're going to sacrifice and then just bring me its heart?
Well,
some sort of like, I don't know, weird ritual that you have out here in Detroit?
Well, there was one highly paid defensive lineman in the NFL who was sitting at the bar, who at one point asked for like a vintage bottle, maybe a Glenlivet or something like that. Mm. And then he like walked off with his little friend over to the area where they might have been picking out some of this ridiculously expensive Wagyu.
Mm.
We did not get to follow up because
we ate the chicken.
Well, we did. And a lot of people in the city are asking us what the hell is going on with the Patriots. It's like Bill is gone. Everybody's like, why are they a mess now? And we're like, well, ask Jonathan.
Nothing I love more than draft speculation. So if I had to have you both on record, what happens tonight with the New England Patriots?
Oh, sweet Jesus, Greg. It's been Drake May since Gerard Mayo. Whee! Got the job.
Okay.
So, all right. Super easy.
I would say it's the worst game of possum in the history of the NFL. They trade out of the number 3 pick, and then all hell breaks loose. Yes, I'm looking for anarchy.
Okay.
Right.
You think they trade out?
Trade out. Trade it. Build your team. You know people want it. Just do it already.
There's a better chance I get the $3,500 steak than they trade out.
I tell you what. I was going to make a bet on that, but not worth it.
You can't put that one
on. No, I'm not putting that one on.
All right,
Greg,
guys.
Greg, what will you miss most about draft preview?
I think it's Shimes. It's Shimes Mox, I think.
Thank you. Appreciate
what I
that.
Did you say that backwards, Greg? You mean mocking Shime?
Shime's mock was pretty good last year.
Damn right it was, Wiggy. We beat Mel Kiper, baby.
Hey, Wiggy, He also had Kyle Pitts as a revolutionary tight end. There are two tight ends
overall.
That he works.
I was right about that.
There are two tight ends that he works with who I'm sure might say, Kyle Pitts as a transformative player, get the hell out of here.
All right, have fun out there, fellas.
All right, boys. We'll
be
girls.
Listening. I will be listening on my drive to New Hampshire. So we'll
excellent.
All right. All right.
Enjoy.
Bye, Coco.
Bye.
All right. We are on our way north. See
mouth.
You tonight.
Here we go.
We will see you tonight at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire, 7 o'clock or so. We'll watch the draft together, pregame for the road show, and then tomorrow morning, we will see you at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. Our first time when it comes to this show in Vermont. Can't wait to see and meet all of you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
We're back.
All right, doing it. Yeah,
this
is like your Christmas.
I know, I love roadshow season.
What is it that you love about roadshow?
Just meeting everybody. Everybody's so nice and sweet.
That's because you're an empath.
Yeah, I like hugging.
Okay, probably a lot of gifts for you. You always get a lot of gifts.
Oh, I know, that's really nice. I don't need any gifts. I just want hugs.
Okay, just hugs.
Yeah, and making people smile.
Free hugs at the roadshow tomorrow.
That's it.
Gresham Foyer next. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.